I just want to take the opportunity, although Yankee's already done the thanks, but first of all I want, on behalf of everyone, I think, a shout out to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who has given his bracha to this project and to Zeches Yassi Shemaya. I think initially when the organizers mentioned the idea of having a Start Today the Tearaway program, it had begun in Manchester, and there were lots of skeptics who said, in Manchester people are laid back, there's a bit more time, actually start a little bit later over there, but in London people are busy, they have to run to work, it's not going to work. But the Rosh Hashanah was given to Siyasa Shemaya, and Baruch Hashem, a year later, we're able to say that day in and day out, Purim and Erev Yom Kippurim, and apart from Shabbos, like Yanki said, including the summer holidays, every single day has been a shir, and a well-attended shir. And for that, we have to give shout out to the Rosh Hashanah, and the Mavak Shalom also, they should continue to give Siyasa Shemaya, that this project should continue to be Matzliach, and Hagdol Feiro La'adiro. And I also want to reiterate Yanki's thanks back to the organizers who had also asked me not to mention them. But I know that they put in a lot of effort into finding eminently capable and enjoyable speakers who give a different array of subjects, and we're very grateful to them. And I also want to give a call to the speakers. There might be some speakers who, you know, can just take a drosha out of their hat. But I think for the majority of speakers, I think the Olam should appreciate that for the half hour that they come here in the mornings to speak, they put in lots of hours of preparation. In a way, it's perhaps more difficult than if you're learning from a text. If you're learning from a Gemara and you have the text to go on and people ask questions, over here you're speaking for half an hour on a topic that you have been given. You have to choose a topic and you have to prepare something, and it takes a lot of preparation, and I think we have to be much excited to each and every one of the speakers who have given up their time to come and speak here. And finally, I want to give a chorus of praise to all the participants, because the fact is that without everyone making the effort to come here every single morning, the program wouldn't succeed, and I'm sure you're all benefiting from it. But nevertheless, we're grateful for the effort that you put into making, into coming and attending. I just want to, before I introduce the Ger Rosh Yeshiva, it said introduced by Rav Dovid Stern, the truth is the Ger Rosh Yeshiva doesn't need any introduction. He's well known as a Maabit Torah, famous speaker. And I just want to say one short thought before calling on the Rosh Yeshiva to address us. Last week we read Vayetze Yaakov Mibereshava Vayelech Harona, and there's a well-known Rashi, a long Rashi, at the end of Parshas Tovos. The Rashi says Esav went and married Mochlas Bas Yishmael Ben Avram Achos Nevoyos. The Rashi says, why do we have to be told that she was the sister of Nevoyos? We know already she was the sister of Nevoyos. The Rashi quotes the Gemara Megillah Daf Yisayin, but this is in order to teach us that it was at that time that Yishmael died, at that time that Yaakov left Be'er, that Yishmael died. Yishmael died at 137 years old. And Rashi works out for us, that means that Yaakov was 63 when he departed Be'er. Yet, if we look at when he arrived in Mitzrayim, and he was 130 years old, and we add up the years in between which the Torah told us about, there's a gap of 14 years, and it would seem that he only actually arrived in Choron when he was 77, and only married when he was 84. So Rashi says, from here Chazal teach us that during those 14 years Yaakov went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, and he immersed himself in Limud HaTorah. He never lay down throughout those 14 years, such as his immersion in Limud HaTorah. In fact, Rashi also tells us the same thing in the end of Parshas Chayesorah on Ve'Ele Shnei Chayeshmol. And they're quoting the Gemara, Rashi says, Omer Chibar Abba, Loma Nimnu Shneistav Shev Yishmael. Why is the Torah Bola telling us how long Yishmael lived? Kdei Liachit Ben Shneistav Shev Yaakov. And I saw Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the Kohen Rav Acha, as a Seif Al HaTorah, as a Hav Shavah, and he writes over there, what does it mean to say liachis when shnoisav shel Yaakov, to tell us the years of Yaakov? The years of Yaakov, he lives 147 years. This is to tell us what happened, or that there is a gap of 14 years that we're not aware of. Why is that called shnoisav shel Yaakov? So he says in his typical way, that's not possible to ask in the Gemara if you look in Rashi over there, but he says the main years of a person's life are the years he spends learning. Those are shmeisav, those are the years of a person. Shmeisav shel Yaakov. But there's two things. First of all, okay, so there's a gap of 14 years, but how did Chazal know that he went to learn for those 14 years? But what bothers me more so is, if indeed, I mean, the Torah tells us about the lives of all the others, Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and what they did and where they traveled to. So why would the Torah omit mention of Yaakov spending these 14 years learning? And we have to learn it out from Achos Mevoyos and Elish Nechai Yishmol. And the Torah doesn't say that they ate to Yaakov Negoshava and he went to Shem Amen. He spent 14 years learning who his Chavrusas were, what he learned. And the Torah doesn't mention this at all. We have to learn it out. Now I think maybe the shot is that, you know, on a computer where you have a screensaver, or if you're going on the internet, you have a default setting, which means when you're not entering a particular program, your screen will show the setting that you've set your computer at. That's a default setting, that's where it will always be at. What is the default setting of a Yid? That means when the Yid is not at work, and when he's not busy at home, like Yaakov says, Mosa Esa Gamma Noshi Lebesi, and he's not busy with the Panosa, and he's not doing some errands, where is the Yid? Yaakov Ishtom Yosheva Holim. Yaakov is a man who's Yosheva. They don't say Yaakov Yosheva Holim. Like our Esav, it says Ishtada. Esav was a man of the field, even if he wasn't in the field. But that's what his Mahus was. He was a man of the field. Yaakov is a man who is Yosheva Holim. That is where Yaakov and his descendants and Kol Yisrael spend their time. They spend their time in the Bottom Midrash. So where the Chaval know that in these 14 years Yaakov was in his Medrash? Because if we're not told that he was anywhere else, then by default Yaakov was in the Beis Medrash. So that is where Yaakov spends his time. Why did the Torah not tell us that he went there? Because if the Torah were to tell us that Yaakov went there, then it would seem that it's just another engaging activity that Yaakov did. So he bought the Bechorah from Esav, he went into Yitzchak and took the Brachos, and then he went off to Beis Medrash and he learned, and then he went to Lavor and he worked, and then he worked. It would de-emphasize the importance of the sitting alone. The Torah doesn't tell us about that, because the Torah only told us about the things that Yaakov did other than when he was in his default setting. What was Yaakov Avinu doing when he wasn't learning? Yaakov Avinu was here and Yaakov Avinu was there. But if you find a time gap that the Torah doesn't recount, that is the lack of the Torah telling us what he did. It's precisely emphasizing the fact that it should be obvious if Yaakov, we don't know where he was, and where was he? He was in the Beis Medrash. And I think this is perhaps the one of the great advantages that the Start Today, the Tearaway program, has afforded us. Of course, and I've said this beforehand, every person has their own time for Kavisit and the Torah, their own Shi'urim that they attend, their own Chavrusas that they learn with. But the fact is that perhaps there was the extra half hour in the day which perhaps wasn't being utilized to its fullest. One didn't realize that the time was actually there, and through this program Start Today, people have realized that there's an extra half hour that they can chup to sit in the Beit Medrash, and that is what the default setting of a Yid is. He wakes up in the morning, like the Chaim said earlier, he does it in the morning, and then where does the Yid find himself? He finds himself in the Beis Medrash, and then he goes to work. That's what he does. When you ask somebody, what are you? So sometimes the person will say, what am I? I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a plumber. That's not what you are. That's what you do for a living. What you are is you're an Ish Yosheva Holim. I'm somebody who attends the Torah in the morning, I'm somebody who attends the Shir at night. My default setting is I sit and learn, I'm in the Beis Medrash. I do other things in between, but that's not mentioned. That's not something. Says the Torah mentions the things you do in between, but when you're not doing anything in between, by default, the Yid finds itself in the Beis Medrash. And for that, one has to be again grateful to the organizers who have given us the opportunity to demonstrate our commitment and dedication to being Yosheva Holim, sitting in the Beis Medrash at every available opportunity. It gives me great honor to the Mechaber, the Rosh Yeshiva, to and give us the Brachah.
Play the chusher and over upstairs. All in the statrim. Have to please excuse me for my Mancunian English. It's not so well polished, especially for London. Just to carry on what Rav Stern said, I once heard that a Chaim Volozhiner once gave a psicha in yeshiva, and till the man he gave a psicha. She says, we're going to tell the boys the Seida Yom of the yeshiva. What's the Seida Yom? 9 o'clock is breakfast, 1:30 is dinner, 7:30 is supper, 12 o'clock you have to go to bed. The book has 11, what's the learning? No Seder for learning, you learn the whole day. I'm just telling you, besides learning what the Seder is, learning, you have to learn the whole day, like the Stern said. I'm not going to talk, I'm just telling the student when we don't learn. The Gemara says in Sof Bruchas, Omer Reb Leivi Reb Chia, Kala Yoytze Lebeis HaKnesis Lebeis HaMedrash, Zoyche Lekabu Pnei HaShchina. Somebody goes out, straight in the morning, from the Bais Knesset, from davening, to the Smadish to learn, without a break of breakfast in between, is Zoyche Lekabu Pnei HaShchina. Shanema, Saputzik Nitzilin, Capital Pei Dalet, Yayochi Michael El Choyil, Yairua El Elekim B'tzioi. If you go out, Michael El Choyil, is Mezoyche Yairua Pnei Elekim, you can see the Eibish Tepusha Pratis, Yirui Pnei Elekim, Yizoyche to be Mekabu Pnei Hashchina, Shulei Shpumim Bashuna, the Smigdash will be built. Mashu is Medayik, the Lushan Chayil El Choyil. Chayil is the Lushan for Ribayom. A lot of people. Tzvili, we know we have to daven the Tzibbe. You're not supposed to daven the Yechidus. Learning, one can learn alone, and one can learn the Tzibbe also. The Gemur is Medayik, no. Kalayotze Beis HaKnesis, just as Beis HaKnesis, you daven the Tzibbe with Ribayom, and you go to the Smedes, you also learn with Ribayom. Shanem Ayalchi Michael El Choyel. Just as God of the Tfilah is a Pchidah from Chayel to Ribayom, the same thing is also the Beis HaMedrash is to Ribayom. Demut Seiru Elekim B'tzilei. Agvalti Gizchitz, one goes straight from the Knesset, one goes straight to the Smedes and learns Taka B'tzibah, not you sit yourself in a corner and learn. Melan B'tzibah is Yeru Elekim B'tzilei. The Kabbal Pnei HaShchina that Ben Yehuda says, Pnei HaShchina means the first oasis of the Shchina. Which name of the Shchina is mentioned here? Yeruah Lelekim B'tziyayim. Kim L'choyer is Midas Adin. Hashem, we know, is Midas Arachmim, and Kim is Midas Adin. I got this at Zepanu last week, the Shabbat Tikasebra. Yanka says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mekayim all the things, V'hoyu Hashem Li Lelekim. Hashem is Rachmim, and Kim is Midas Adin. Yankovini said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mekayim all the Avtuchas. He's Mekabel on himself. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go with him with Midas Adin, not just with Midas Rachmim. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was the Isha Lekim, the Zoy Sabrucha, Shedeirach Moshe Isha Lekim, or the Chaim HaKudah said, Zoy Sabrucha, he was Oskalt Nafilafi Midas Adin also. It was Aini Yechidim and Doh, but if Kiva didn't know that I come to Gemurah, but if Kiva, Saki Besura is a Masreika Shal Babel, from the Maluchim after HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Torah with the Yischura of Kiva, who Moshe Rabbeinu said, why did you give the Torah through me? You've got the Kiva to give the Torah through the Kiva. Saki B'surah Masek Shabbat. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzoyik. Be quiet, he said to Maluchim. Vim lav ani machta kol oil on the side of the boy. Not I'm going to turn over the whole belt, flick side of the boy. The Oshcha Kudish is Mazbah. Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world of Midas Adin. Raishis Bura Lekim. Later he was Mishtat of Midas Rachmim. After Shem says, B'yoyim Asoyis Hashem Lekim Eretz Hashemoyim. He was Mishtat of Midas Rachmim. There have to be people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go with Midas Adin. If not, the world's going back to the oil. Because Raishis Bura Lekim, there's no Charut about the Eibishter. Loish Kayod Yechazet, Benudam Yisnachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind. He created the Midas Adin. Moshe Rabbeinu was Oskalt the Midas Adin Isha Lekim. The Rav Kiva also went to Midas Adin. and that's why now it was so kibsurah from a seikah shodato. And I was excited, not I'm turning the world back to everybody, because there has to be people which are going to minister to him. Yankavini says, Vahoyu Hashem Lila Lekim. I want to go with Minister Din. I'll do the mitzvahs and tell you I'm such a gewaltig open that Kodesh Baruch Hu can even go with me, the Minister Din. Sitan of Platz, Vahoy Hashem Lila Lekim. Zukta Ben Yehuda, over the Tneis in Lekim, what's the front? Is Kail. Aleph Lamas Lekim is Kail. Kail we know is Rachnin. Chesed Kail Kol Hayoy. So if somebody goes, Michael El Choyu, is Chesed Kail Kol Hayoyim, he will have Chesed Kail Kol Hayoyim. He will have Chesudim from the Eibishter the whole day. Now isn't it better to learn straight away in the morning to have this Chesed Kail Kol Hayoyim the whole morning? If he's going to learn, Michael El Choyu could be after Marav also. You go from Marav, you go to Beis Medrash. Fine and vile, but you've got a very short day to have the Chesed Kail Kol Hayoyim. Whereas if you begin in the morning, you're going to have the whole day of the Chesed. Bifrat, we know Kol Chai Lev Lashem. We have to always give the best for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol Chai Lev Lashem, the best behind her, the nicest Lila Benatzeg, their Kailiv and Vay. If somebody's going to give away half an hour for learning your day, he has to give away the best. The best half an hour he's got, the best hour which he's got. I can tell you in the morning, the learning in the morning, when the cup is fresh, this is the best time to learn. I have to say, Shia light after we up the night light. What takes me 1 hour by night to do in 20 minutes in the morning. The cup is fresh. So by learning in the morning straight away, you're giving away the best time for the Divine Shleilem. You're giving away the Kol Chai Lev Lashem, the best time which you've got. And the Chofetz Chaim says, Kavratu itim l'tayla. Kavratu means you should be kaveya a half an hour, which are no circumstances you've been battled at 3 years. That's how it's kavratu itim l'tayla. If one learns by night, tonight he's got a bar mitzvah, he says to his chavi, he says, I'm sorry, I can't come. He's shown that a bar mitzvah is just as chushim as learning. And the chasm is also just as well. There's a lot of, by night, there's a lot of bitilim. Sheyu bruch the chasm here, eh? There's no Shaya Bruchas between 8:30, 9 in the morning. There's no bar mitzvahs then. I don't think you can even get an appointment in London by a doctor before 9 o'clock either. So this half an hour you can be today with no betilim at all. It's a proper kavata itim l'tayra. You never have to disturb this half an hour. You give it to a kilel Hashem. And by that you show that this is the most important thing in my life, it was in your entire. I'm giving way as a man which on no circumstance I will be invited. I'm the best half an hour when the cup is fresh. And Yaichi Michael El Choyel Mizoycha Roya Pnei Hashchina. The Chesed Kail Kol Hayoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go with him with Chesed Kol Hayoyim. Chitz and Deim says of Yediyah. And the Torah is Hashmina. The Torah heat up a mensch. Tzah Berochnias and Tzah Begashmias. Berochnias Baruzi, Yaitzahara Zukti Gemura, Baruzi Toyre Tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch said, I created the Yaitzahara. But did you know, I created the Toyre, which this is the Tavlin, this is the medicine against the Yaitzahara. And like the Masilis Yeshurim says, if somebody goes to a doctor, he says, I've got headache. He prescribes them a prescription. I never ask the doctor, how are you so cocksure that this is going to help for my headache? Probably it is, it's good. He told me I'm taking the pill and it's going down to my stomach and it's going to heal my head. It doesn't make sense. Nobody asked any question. Although the doctor never created my head and didn't create the medicine either. He puts one and two together. But you're cocksure, nobody's asked the doctor. HaKadosh Baruch says, Burusi Yetzara, I created the Yetzara. Burusi. So if I created, I know exactly which is the proper pill for the Yetzara. And I'm telling you, Burusi Toyota. Torah is the tablet against the Torah. Burusi, I created it. So I'm 100% sure what is the way to fight with the Torah. Only through the Koyach HaTorah. And the Torah is Ashmir and Gashmir also. We say Bakrishma. Meshayim Hashem Elekai Yisroel, Meminim Michul, Mitzvay the Gavriel, Mitzvay the Riel, Mitzvay the Fuhr. It's Bakam that Gemurah is written, Gimel Mem Reish Aleph. Gimel is Gavriel, and Mem is Michuel, and Raish is Refuel, and Aleph is Uriah. The Gemurah is the Shmira, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Meluchim. to Gada is the Shmira is the Torah. The Gemura, this is the Shmira. In Hinnim Mitus and Ishlaim, we also say about Krishna, Shishim Giboyrim Subivla. Zugnum Aparshim, who are the Shishim Giboyrim? The 60 Mesechtes is on Shas. Those Shishim Giboyrim, those 60 Mesechtes, they are the Giboyrim Uhitasa. Sabe Gashmias, Sabe Rachmias. Somebody learned they had created a Malach. And this Malach, he took the manage. Ki Malucha, Yitzavan Holy Shmacho, Bechold Rechecho. The Malach God who beholds the Chaycha. Which Malach? The Maluchim who are created from a Torah, from a Mitzvah Ma'asim Torah. You get up in the morning and you learn straight away. You're creating Maluchim. And it's done Maluchim. The Maluchim Mamash, like Rashi says. Vayishlech Yankim Maluchim, Rashi says Maluchim Mamash. Who said Rashi means Tzitoy? Nishvi the Inklus who says is Gandrin Shlichim. The Targum Tat, Maluchim means Shlichim. You send Shlichim. So Rashi, no, Maluchim Mamash. He sent Maluchim Mamash. Which Maluchim did he send? I once heard an Heilige by Sul again and ever. And he said, in the Sanat Toikim we say, Maluchim Yechol Seifer. Maluchim Tzitzer. Are the Yoyim Adin? They ask the question, a Malach has got a Pira? Can a Malach do a sin? What does he titter? Then the Samach likes to show him, as they push it. And the Zubna Malach has Yob, Pira, and the Zaytach Bastom. They said, others say, of course he's got a Pira, but he hasn't got a Pira. You know why? He's in heaven, he sees the godless Avoyra so big, he can't do Avoyra, not because he hasn't got Lemaisa Pira. His Pira is automatic taken away, because through seeing godless Avoyra, he sees shiftless Atzmai can't do Avoyra. You work Chassidim, I'm not working for Chassidim what you work. Amber says you should work on godless Avoyra, through that comes to shiftless Atzmai. Kots and Bavish, and there's a night with that Avot of shiftless Atzmai, through that godless Avoyra. The Tanya says that's why somebody's got two eyes. He's got one nose and one mouth. I think it would be better semantics to have one eye here, one nose and one mouth. It would have been straight. Why have you got two eyes? One to see godless Avoyra and one to see shiftless Atzmai. Moshe Rabbeinu was Unav Mikoludo. Sukta Balatirim in Baloiso, Unav we write without a yid. Ayin mean vov, which is Gematria, how much? 126. Sukta Balatirim kineged the 126 days as he was in heaven. 3 times 40 and 1 6 days or before Matan Toy, Lacha Matan Toy, more than year, Machloik. What's it got to do one with each other? Because it was 126 days in heaven, that's why it's Unamik Haludam. Of course, he was 126 days in heaven, he saw the goddess Aboira, and he was only Grois Ibisha, so he's nothing. That's the reason, how could we say Moshe Unah? He didn't know that he was the only person in heaven, he took the Toyota, Moshe Unah. Because he saw goddess Aboira, and that brought the Anivas, that brought the Shiflis. At the Vaisal Gazook, every mitzvah which a person does, every Torah is created in Allah. But if the mitzvah is not done properly, with the Shlik of Pnia, with the Shlik of Shlechta Machshova, with the different Cheshen, a Malach is created, but is without a hand, is blind on one eye, is a little hinky that doesn't see, is a Kalafik and Malach. That's Maluchim Yehafez. The Maluchim which are created from our mitzvah, which are not done by Shlemer, the Maluchim is Maluchim Yehafez. Yankevin it says, Vayishlech Yankev Maluchim Mamash. Which Maluchim did he send? The Maluchim from his Torah mitzvahs. They were Maluchim Mamash. They were whole Maluchim. They weren't hinkadik and felt a blind of a oi. Because his mitzvahs were done by Shleimus Yankevin. Is Vayishlech Yankev Maluchim Mamash. His Maluchim were Maluchim Mamash. Some of the look that Vayishlech Yankev Maluchim Lefunah Bezushetayv is gedicken by Tzor, gedicken by Yomo. Vayishlech Vov, Yankev Yid, Maluchim Mem, the Mitzvah's Mila, the Maluchim for Mitzvah's Mila. Maluchim Mitzvah's Mila b'shleimus, because a little baby doesn't know, he's got no Shlechta Machshuva. To our Tachin Rabbi Rebura, that's why we say about Briz, Kishem Shemich the Briz, without no bad Machshuva, no Pnir, Kila L'Shem Shemayim, Keini Kunis L'Toyra L'Chitinat. The boy said, it's hard from our learning every day in the morning. First of all, it's learning straight after Tvila. Straight after Tvila. In Tefillah we go to Torah. Torah helps that the Tefillah was there in the Kibbutz. They were actually in the Mishnah, they were actually in Bruches. They used to daven by day, In the Zman HaGemura, Marev, they daven by day. So Rashi asked, why do we daven before? We just daven Shmoneh Esrei. Why do we say Krishna before? You have to name Krishna again by night. So Rashi was all, Oymer Zan Tefillah Mikoyach Torah. The Torah is making. if we learn to otvayle that mitzvah, we pray Takurish Baruch Hu, we daven so much Takurish Baruch Hu, and now we show we go straight away and learn with this koyach haTorah helps that memaila otvilas all that mitzvah. A special simcha today, the first anniversary from the Torah way. Next week there's a Groysa Yom Tov. It's called Chanukah. Next week in Yitzchem, Friday night. The Gemara says the next Chanukah, so the Gemara says the Shuna Acheres Kovo. The year later, they were Kaveh the Yom Tov. Yomim Toivim Behal Roidua. There's a lot in the Farshim ask, why did they wait another year? Why did they make straight away a Yom Tov Chanukah? What's the name of the Shuna Acheres? Eba Yom. Damasid, so I grace the cash on this whole mess, Chanukah. A Mishnah novice, Asura Nissan Nathal, I was saying of the Smithers. Where was the Nath of the Smithers? The Smithers clearly didn't miss him. Saying Nissan. And in the Memorial alone, there was a Nath every day. Now, Marudi is up to Gemara. They put in oil, Kenegat Chavrisayo. They only put in a Chutzili, which burns only by night. And then Marudi burns every day, the whole mess left. There was a Nath every day. So what's the grace of the Nath? What is the Nath? Hashem and Bram, I can't the Gemara in Tanis Chofay. The Gemara said, as the Bechnidim and Doisa saw his daughter very tigre-like Erev Shabbos, so he asked her, what's wrong? Oh, don't ask, she says. By mistake, I filled up. Instead of putting oil to burn Erev Shabbos, I put in Chaymet, it won't burn. So he says, don't worry, he says. Misha Omar, L'Shem and L'Yadlik, L'Yom and L'Chaymet, L'Yadlik. The same Gibbon Yishloinim who says that oil can burn, he says that what? The ethic chaymets can burn. Oh, you have to be Misha Omar. If you believe that oil doesn't burn itself, nature's not itself, no Misha Omar, the shame of the Adlik. The shaman has to be told to burn, even if it's nature by the Eibishter. I suppose you can tell chaymets also. If you think that oil nature burns itself, chaymets doesn't burn. But if you believe Misha Omar, the shame of the Adlik, the shaman has to be told by the boy Oilam to burn. Is the Yom HaLechayim Suyadli? This is one Yid of Chnida Ben Doisa. A big deal, like you say in English. I'm the Smiglish, was the Melimit, the Nistin, was the Nath, was the Pachshema. I don't understand. Chri Shirim, Freit Bikasha, if the Tabi Kreit Chri Shirim. When he asks us on Shri Yishol Paisa, a Gratschke, Krias, Yamsev. What's the Kreis of Gratschke? Everybody's learned Chilin, Tav Zayin, the Pinchas Ben Yurim for Pidyin Shriim, the Nagi Nui, 3 times it's split. Once for the Pinchas Benyuim, once there was another Yid who had chitim for Maxas, so he said it's split again. And for the Abbas Agoy, the Goy shouldn't say he's got to kick the Yid and just leave the Goy. 3 times! No Yom Tov, nothing, everything's okay. Of course, Pusha Pshati, the Atzadik was Fiatzach al Pi Torah. The Torah is created for the Briah. Tiv Ein Dalad Torah. 974 doyers up the Gemara in Shabbos before Kriyas Oilam was the Torah created. When the Eibush created the world, it was Meshivetz in Torah, because Torah was before the Bria. A tzaddik was Fitzach al Bidereh HaTorah. Of course, he can split waters and he can make that Chaymah Traversah. We're talking about Gans Klalisul. Gans Klalisul was all of them. The Chadishim like Tzia, the Menorah was a carbon tipper. If all Yidin wouldn't have been Rui for the Nes, it couldn't have happened the Nes. Because Menoira is a carbon tibber, every Yid has got a Chaylik in that look at the Menoira. The Nes was, Zuk the Chadishim, that all the Yidin were Rui, that all geshaped the Nes Chanuk, if not it couldn't happen. Those are the Grois of Nes. Ma'a Shagin of the Smithers. Abbas Kenzan Azoi. There are a lot of Nisim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates. There's Manoi, there's a Nes in the Smithers. Come up and do privat with us. There are nisim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates that this was on the doyrus every year b'shach the nest, like we say she'usa nisim la'viseini b'yom in the haim b'zman hazeh. Every time the yom tov vet nisoyrus in frish vet nisoyrus the nisim frish, like the Gemara says in Megillah Yidalas, so have the Nevi'im Yisroel kiflayim ki yoyt in Mitzrayim, yeah? 1,200,000 Nevi'im of the Nitli Kusav is only which is Megillah Yidalas. The Nevi'ah which is Nitli Kusav is only a Nevi'ah which is necessary in the Dailas, which is not necessary, it's not, although there are a lot of Nevi'ah. There are a lot of Nisim, although we only make a Gratschke about the Nisim which is Nitli Kusav. The Ne'emaru, it was a nef for Ne'emaru itself, nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. The same thing was the Asura Nitzan B'Smikdash. No reason to make a yont. When this Nes Hanukkah happened, so Klal Yisrael didn't know, is this just a Spteila Nes now, which happened, nothing to do with Doiris later, no necessary to make a yont. Or is this Taka a Nes L'Doiris, which every year we're going to Ratish via the Oiris? So the wait until the next year. In Lashon Acheres, we saw that next year hat me gespeert the alle gewaltige Eures which came down. But you me mohei bas man azeh, so they were kemeya this for Nesuchet. The Teig itself, the gewaltige Wort Chadish Arim, it's known the story that the Abteruv, the Eivi Suum, in Chasa Einik of Abteruv, was Kanad Moirin, the Doiroid Abteruv. And there was a big Chasa called the Still Chasna, his grandchild got married, and there was Groysis Magdus on Geir, the Rebbe Rabinim sent a younger man called the Chadish Rim to go to the Chasna. And he talked in learning with Abteruv. He was so nispoh, he danced with him together, and they come to Masa. So the Chadish Rim said that the Abteruv said a word for the Chasna. We said yesterday, L'kayla Shashuz Kala Masa, V'yoyim HaShvi Mishadayach V'oyma Mitzmoy Shir L'yoyim HaShabbos L'fichoch Yisravi Vivoch Yikol Yitzira. Shabbos alone gives Shvach to the Eibishter. V'yoyim HaShvi Mishadayach V'oyma. The Shabbos itself zukt Mitzmoy Shir L'yoyim HaShabbos. In the koyach which Shabbos is Mishadayach L'fichoch Yisravi Vivoch Yikol Yitzira. We can also chapzach mit Shabbos. We by the Shabbos saying the Shvach, we have to commit to the Shabbos. So the Chrishim said 9 months of the Gat, his Oririth, Yei the Shabbos in the Vav, which you heard from Abderul, but it's still a Chabbos. Chanukit also says, Kovi Yomim Toivim Lohoydus Lohau. The Yomim Toivim alone Lohoydus Lohau. The year later, Lashun Acheres Kovam, so we feel the Yomim Toivim alone with saying, Hoidua Sadri Boyne Shloilem, is Klalisul Chapsachir. There we saw that the Indian of Chanukah was not just a nest like Ne'er Maruvim this Midrash, no, this was a nest for Gantz Klalisul every year in middle of the Leila Taibas Arich in those long, bitter winter nights. The Gemantik, the winter to learn, aber the Choyshech is Merimas of Gulis of Shvere Zachen. Min HaToyre was not Nesti Chanukah Pirim. Once in 6 months get my yom tov and that's good enough for the whole. Pesach, we've got koyach the whole summer to go through, and Sukkot, we have koyach for the whole winter. And the Shpeiti Gadoisa, it's very hard. We can't manage with the Sukkot to get through till Pesach. We need a bit of benzene. We have to fill up the tank with petrol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Chanukah with all the Chabrushu Umbarimim with the Oiris Chanukah. So this Nes Chanukah wasn't a private nest like the Ne'er Maruvi in B'Smigdash. It was a net for Klal Yisrael L'chol HaDoiris later. It's L'shun Acheres Kalem. Sekim L'shun Acheres. Ich spiedu L'shun Acheres. The first anniversary. Ich spied from the list. You don't have to be such a maiden. You look at the Peinemus and the Mishtatzi in Baruch Hashem. You watch Simcha, they're having this Yom Tov of the first anniversary. The Tzuz Alayn says, Ukshelech L'idu of Avri Boi Mishloilem. And we've been Zoycha Baruch Hashem a year to go, it's a shame it will have had to carry on with a fach is chasket, a fach speter euch. The Meisa, to do a gewaltige Wort, which Gedai to mention this week, it makes the life a lot easier. The machloikas is in Yankov and Esau, I mean, everybody says this is the machloikas, Yaitza Tov, Yaitza Hora. And the Yaitza Hora said, the Sultan says, let me go say Shira, Shalchai Nikula Shacha. In the Chazal, it says, it's never in his life said Shira. So it came in the first time to say Shira. Think now when he's fighting with Yankov, he has to go and say Shira. And why is it the first time? And why did Yankov say, Masha Meicha, what's your name? What's the difference how he's called? So the Avoidus Yisroel, the cousin of the Maggid, brings down the Shem Chucham Eicha. Because the Maggid says, it's Chucham, not me. Can you imagine what a Chucham he was? Yeah? If I say, there Jesus, I've been Torah, believe me, it doesn't mean much. Doesn't mean much at all. If Kiraika will say he's a Ben-Toyra, then you should know he's a proper Ben-Toyra. If I say Yen is a Kavir, it also doesn't mean much. I would say that Krishvah says he's a Kavir, then it means something. And because it's a magic zook, Chucham Eichot, he was a proper Chucham. And he explained that some Moyen Gazach, which Oyen has got a big mistake. We think that the Etar is a black malach, and his whole Indian is to be masculine with Avaya. It's a big mistake. It's not true. He's a normal Malach, like everybody else. And you know what he wants? He wants that you should be miskab on him. And when you're miskab on him, then it's the shlichus properly. If he comes to you in the morning, you says, now listen, stay in bed, I tie it away, and I'm not to tie it away, you won't be able to do things, you won't be able to learn those days, stay in bed. Do you know what he wants? He wants to say, no, I'm not listening, I'm going to get up. I'm worried because Shia from Chadisharim, soft cipher, he brings down a Shia from the Yetzirah, which is spelled to the Bayim Shalem, that people shouldn't listen to him. If you stay in bed, is a doch gefallen, he hasn't done his shlichus properly. His shlichus is, you should not listen to him. Like a mushel, sometimes a tata, he does it with the elbow, who can make with a child, you know, to get it down. And he makes his heart, and he makes that the child should win. Actually, he wants the boy should win. The Yetzirah also wants we should win. If he's marshal somebody, and Yan is nichsuchdom, he's failed his shlichus. His shlichus is only good when you win him. The first person was the b'chil uvas, Yanke Vilini, who fought with him in Ganzen, and he was matzliach in Ganzen. Now he could say shira. Till now he couldn't say shira because he's never done his shlichus properly how it should be. Now he could say shira. So he said to the Baruch to say shira. Yanke Vilini wanted to know if the shlichus was done properly. We know the name of the malach is Lotus Shlichus. So Yanke wanted to know if his shlichus was done properly. Master Mechel, what are you called? So this he would find out, Taka, if his Taka conquered the Yetzirah, he said after that. And if a person knows this, it's a lot easier. He comes in the morning, stay in bed. You weren't feeling so good yesterday. Don't listen to him. He wants we shouldn't listen to him. He wants we shouldn't listen to him. Although, he's a grace of in the Shvacha Pegeru. Because the Yitzhak Tov comes in the morning 6 o'clock and gives Ashmendel of news, gets up, and he's not here anymore. He's away. He's not here. This Yitzhak on a panic. Nochamu. I wanted Bashmir from Dantzu, Bashis by Aisha. Aisha's Petitho came to Yosef and she said, I'm not sure, I'm not have a child. How did he know it's not true? How did he know? Maybe it's through the packet. Zahi kedabra, I love yoyim yoyim. Oh, those are the Yitzhak. The kedabra, hey, didn't he leave off your mitzvah cider? Then he knew that, this is the Yitzhak. The Yitzhak of initial is to try, it comes once, it's not here. Kedabra, I love yoyim yoyim, those are the Maasa Yitzhak. Those are the Maasa Yitzhak. And the Maasa is out for the Toyza. The Gemurah is up for the Yitzhak. The Yah, Shammah's college, was in the Toy, my Toy, my Toy, my Toy, I the Gemara says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu shech the Yitzhara lusid lovei." Not mean shech, it's shechting the shlichus. The Yitzhara it means not so the shechting the shlichus that he won't be more machshel. Or we should know everything which they try to do bad is always good. I'll tell you two things from the Antik Sefer. This Lovan was a rabbi, and he sent in Leah instead of Ruchu. Upketin Yankev Ashtikel. You don't know what Toyva this Lovan did for Klal Yisrael. Can't imagine what Toivy did. The Medrash Eichel, Avraham cried about the Chavon Yitzchak. Ruchel came and said she gave away Mesira Simunim. Many koylek nedeich, ein deichi, koylek nedimo, ma'ein nedimo, shuvi boi gulam. Who's to blame? Because I don't know, you did us a mighty favor. If he wouldn't have given Leia, Ruchel, would you know Mesira Simunim? And in that sense, everything is good. Ruchel Shait Nadir Kudish was Akura. You know why he was Akura? Because from a camp of the Os Hai, a lot of women on the necklace are wearing Os Hai. Hai isn't a signal for children. Surah's got the Hai in the name. Rivka's got the Hai. Leah's got the Hai. Bila's got the Hai. Zilpa's got the Hai. Ruchel hasn't got the Hai. Raish Feslamet hasn't got the Hai. That's why Shait Nadir Kudish was Akura. She didn't have the Hai. So she went to Yank and said, I've got a ship called Bila. Take her. Bila's got two hays. They slam it hay hay. One for Bila and one for Ruchel. Now, if Imza Zayda wouldn't have given Zilpah for Laya, Bila was Shifra's Laya and Zilpah the young one Shifra's Ruchel. There would be no hays. We could help maybe Ruchel still be Akura. So we have to give a Shkoya for Luvam. For giving Zilpah to Laya, so Bila was left over for Ruchel and making the whole thing. It's just Meshulim to know that everything is Menashamayim and everything is Letoiva. There's nothing bad at all. There's nothing bad. We're going now to Yom Tov Chanukah, it's late already. Yanke Vini steigt in Surim. Vayishke bamukke mihi vin Hashem nitzavula the Gemurah Tzadikalef and Chilin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread over him. Ilakus of Omni, you couldn't even say it. Mavish lay over Yanke Vini. Why? The Shechina never comes down the Mata Basura. Chamike Ritin Daike the Mata Basura. This was the Koyach of Yankevini. He brought down the Shechina the Mata Basura. As Shechina should come down even the Mata Basura, even in Leila Taira Sarichim, and that's the outside, that the gas, the Bechitz, the darkness, and Tim and Owls, this is the Zman to the Messiah. And if you give me the 2 minutes, I'll just finish up with a very nice Samsoi from this week's Sadda. So as that was the whole world, went up the whole world. You and I know facts and telephones, and we knew about it. There was a Menacher who came along this week by Gid Hanusha and had riots that the Gid Hanusha is not the Gid Hanusha which the Olim sing. It's a different Gid in Gansen, which is only that the Haim is Schurim, by Mekavis there's no such Gid. And the Gansen knows that the Olim's got a mistake. We don't anyhow eat Chayle Kacharayim. Aber this who eat chaylik acharayim, so the oil of makved on both gids. The gid was the wealth of the Kalorin, and this gid was the nakim. He went not all the way, then he came to Prague to be James Leibschitz. James Leibschitz wrote achieving crisis and need, but he's not right. You saw in Seifer in Smak, Seifer mitzvah guru, Yedanusha noeg bischure mit the mekainus. It's noeg that the haim and the kainus are. He's not right to finish. Very good. The whole world was at uproar. That shot's good. And a kind who looks in smacks. So the kind is it's not by men or by women. Give a noosh and noig the schurim and a kind of mean it's noig by men and by women. And that's good. He's the behind it. The kids are developed at the patterns. She's cook a youth at the ashali. But that push is on their lead. And we have to be careful on this kid also. You do achieve us from soybean. You look it up in the diocese and some of that. He wants to be matched like this. The MS, a sachbul zeitman, the Nayasul, the Noy, the Noysisul. The Somchi, the Nayasul, the Sidaya. The Ash, the Gemurah, the Nayasul, the Noy, the Noy. Women who bring a carbon, a Yaldis, a Zoyra, doesn't make smicha. Mach like the reader, Yoysi, it's the Rashis, not Chiv, or the Isis, the Magna Smicha, good, some of them the Zach. Or the Mas is the Zich, not Mechiv. Oy bazoy zok de shtayt au kein le yechli bnay yisul es gedanusha why don't we dash in bnay yisul the loy bnay yisul a bnay yisul women should be mitzvah to eat gedanusha the push that has up on side for is the sunu va mitzvah asa mitzvah asa we find the nay yisul the smicha the nay yisul the bnay yisul ob le gabe laven ob il mole bova kamot asu nedaru hisvi anushim anushim lechol onshim chalisirim shabatayra. Aber mit Zatscheini, we see in Pashas Emre, yes, wo steht, Emre lakane b'nei an, le nefesh le yitane dam, auf der Ashti Gemurre b'nei an, le loi b'nei sam. So we see even a Gabi Lavin, sometimes we also dashen, le nei, le loi b'nei, so why not a Gizanusha? Zog dich von Seufe, Mizam, when we've got a Stikel Svura, izug ich b'nei, le loi b'nei. Le Gabi Kinner, it was so to do a coin that after the game of Sima, a coin that away in the Smigdil, all the deal of Kiddush of Kamen is no bandana. It was so to do that it is the Emma Khan of Benay and Beloy Benoy San. Although it's a laugh. But where we haven't got any little Sura, of course, by love, there's no enough to Mena, Sibene and Benoy. So, if it would be right that Gid Anusha is only by the Haimus Churim and not by the Kaivus, Wolse gewinn a stickel zwore zu sagen, dass Nusim shouldn't be bechlaus mit Anusha. Und er ist über der Heim. Because where did the little zwore to say, then we dashen the nice soul and the nice soul? Du sagt der Smag. Der Smag sagt, as a neuig ba Anusha and Anushim, why? Tell me then how the Menach is gerecht. Because if the Menach would have been gerecht, or the Gid Anusha gefinzlich ba Mekaivis da Heime, so Nusim would have also not been the Tzim of an Heimlich. The mice is the hapl of a failure. There's no such smart. Somebody wrote in Catherine from Los Angeles, he saw the first crazy. It's not a smart, it's a behag. And he says, Glopala, nobody looked at the smart. Don't about the uproar on the smart. And I'm always going to be for swooning, fucking nobody asked. But it's still that the smart's a behag. And the behag's quite pure. As guys of the heimers, I'll give a noosh and don't exab the heimers, and exab the heimers. So the Irish to help. In Schitzen Limra Teira, which we know, that Chamika is the Indian from Teira. Mustafa Giboyrim, the Abchalushim, Steitz, the Femmer, the five Lishoyners, Give Rabban the Admatin, Tmeim the Atoyrim, Shurim Atzdikim, Zehu, in the Rimmers of the Chamisha Chamisha Toyrim, it's the Sabbath. Geboyrim Biyad Chalushim, this is Seifer Breishes, like a Tchille, Geboyrim is 1,000 years, it went down to 120. Rabban the Admatin is Seifer Shmois, them say him up the Shivim, the ones exited 1,000. Tmeim the Atoyrim is the Yikur at the Pashas in Tahara, the Pashas in Tahara. The Shurim Biyad Tzadikim is Bamitbo, the Alamaraklim, the Yisrael, the Alamas. The Zayim Biyad Oiske, Seyre, 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 Chanik is no the koyach in Chanika. This is no the koyach. The ne'er mitzvah, the Torah. Oh. It's like you make in a handkerchief. Sometimes you want to remind yourself. The velzuk, you make a knot. And I'll tell you the truth. It's often a medrash rabba in the Kinnah of etc. That if you make a knot is a skill to remember. Look in soft pass vayayish a medrash rabba. Well, the zuchah fa maskim es yoshi gechayim zuchah medrash. Ho ye koyshe kshurim kol hayom kilim yifadah. Of the medrash, it's true, that is rabbi. He made kshurim. Everything got mekoyre. He made kshurim. The ne'er mitzvah, we light a light of it to remember something else. If you make a knot in your handkerchief and you don't remember, it's giblin with a knot, that's all. You can't even blow your nose. You're giblin with a knot. No. And the sins will know the time it has added a great mitzvah has been in the Zalt and Guri to get out of it. It means something else with Torah. Oh! As Brent ever sees you, Torah. So catch that the Chulish is fooling with all the stars down with the Naira and the Zalt Kakev whom now won in Torah. So the Yishim at Amun Kazuk time it's and tell me, after look at Naira, did you Nachmul try that place first? Try the place Nachmul, Nuchab, look at Naira, you'll see you'll understand it now. Because the Ne'er mitzvah gives the color, we should understand the Torah. And the Hanukkah is the signal of Mashiach. So Apusik Urachti Nel and Shichi. Urachti, the Naira of Hanukkah is a preparation and Shichi for Mashiach. How do you write Mashiach? Mem, Shien, Yud, Chet. Mitzvah, Shmoinah, Yemei, Hanukkah. Mashiach is the Taika, Mitzvah, Shmoinah, Mei, Hanukkah. Schitz in Naira of Hanukkah, Zom, Zoych, Zom, Bekur, of Mamish, Atein, Yam, Mashiach, Tukaini, Ben, Haira, Yemei, Umar.
Good stuff.